Hi, this is Frankie DeSoto for MediaRoomba.com, and this is my very first audiobook review. And for this book review, I'll talk about Cognitive Science, Literature, and the Arts by Patrick Hogan. This is a book that I didn't really have a chance to finish when I was in graduate school, but I finally had a chance, and I thought it was a really great book, particularly for research when dealing with the cognitive processes of the human mind when experiencing all forms of arts, and that's paintings, literature, and movies, as well as sculptures. Each of the chapters are very well put together, and they do give examples of various cognitive processes. For example, the first three chapters talks about the reading process and how our mind uses a particular cognitive process of creating metaphors and how the metaphors create imageries in our minds when we read text. Also, one chapter talks about the film narrative process. How does the film create emotional triggers within us when we experience it in the movie theaters? That's involving a combination of the imagery, dialogue, as well as background music. I think these each of the chapters may take a while to read. I do recommend a highlighter because each of the chapters got really great content that you can probably refer to later on after completing the book. Also, there are some that you might want to read twice. Some of it is really in-depth and it may be a little bit complicated, but I think a second read will help gain a better understanding. Overall, this book is really great, not only for research from an academic standpoint, but if you want to develop any ideas for writing particular content when dealing with campaigns, particularly dealing with online media. I got my book through Amazon.com, so you might want to start there to get a good deal. So once again, this is Cognitive Science, Literature, and the Arts by Patrick Hogan. And I highly recommend it for those who want to get into studying a little bit about cognitive science.